Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. And the thought for today is, are you using your weapons? Now, I'm not talking about weapons like we think about, like maybe a 22 rifle or a 9mm handgun, something like that. I'm speaking about spiritual weapons that God gives each and every born-again Christian. But the question is, are we using those weapons? And the truth of the matter is the reason that there's so many defeated Christians in this life is because we're not using the weapons that God gives us. For as Paul is writing the church at Corinth here in 2 Corinthians 10, we will begin with verse 3. He says, for though we walk in the flesh. So what does that mean, walk in the flesh? Because we know that Paul has repeatedly written about, don't walk according to the flesh, but walk according to the Spirit. Well, we walk in the flesh because we're in this sin-cursed fleshly body, and we can't help but walk in it. But we don't walk according to the flesh. We don't desire the things of the flesh. For it says here, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. In other words, we don't try to fight this battle that we're in according to fleshly things. And he goes on in verse 4. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, how many of us really think about using spiritual weapons? For if we go to Ephesians 6, where it talks about the sword of the Spirit being the Word of God, all the other things that's mentioned about taking up the full armor of God is about protection. But he does speak, Paul does speak of the sword of the Spirit being the Word. That is our weapon. Friends, that is our spiritual weapon to guard our hearts, to guard our minds. And if we don't use God's Word on a daily basis to memorize Scripture and let Scripture sink deep into our spirit, sink deep into our souls, no, we're not using the weapon that God has given us. For see, friends, a lot of times Christians try to use the weapon. Spiritually, a lot of times Christians are trying to drive a nail with a screwdriver. We really are. We're using the wrong weapons. We're using the incorrect weapons. We're using the ineffective weapons to fight through the spiritual warfare that we're in day in and day out. And you might ask the question, well, Joel, what's the spiritual warfare you're speaking of? Friend, if you don't have a spiritual warfare, you need to check up on your salvation. You need to make sure that your calling and election is sure. You need to make sure that your name is recorded into the Lamb's Book of Life, and you need to walk according to His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And I can guarantee you, friend, you will have a spiritual warfare. You truly will. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Well, what does that mean? They're not according to the flesh. They're not man-made. If they were according to the flesh, if they were man-made, there would be a curse of sin in those weapons somewhere. That's why the remedies for sin, if you will, that man comes up with are nothing more than a Band-Aid. It's very, very much a short-term, temporary fix. The only remedy, the only fix for sin, for man's sin-cursed nature, is the blood that Jesus Christ shed upon the cross of Calvary. That is the only cure for it. For he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. So that tells us there that any weapon that we try to use to combat our spiritual warfare, that if it's of this world, if it's of man, it's not mighty. It's no match for Satan. Satan is much more clever, much more subtle than we will ever be. He will find his way around it and he will defeat us with it. But if we use the weapons that God provides us, they are mighty through God. Now, what does mighty through God really tells us? It tells us we got to do it God's way. We have to do it our way. We have to completely surrender to our way, put our thinking down, put the way we would do it down, completely surrender to God's way and go about it God's way and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will. That's the very first step in beginning to use the weapons of God. We must completely surrender ourselves to his way. It will be his way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except for by me. But what does that mean? It means that no man, nobody can access God the Father lest you have faith in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means by no man. No man can access the Father except for by me, by faith in the work that Jesus Christ did for you and I. He was our substitute. He was our propitiation. He came. He lived a sinless life. He satisfied God's law. He did for you and I what you and I could not do for ourselves. And then on top of that, he went and died as a criminal. It was that spotless, sinless Lamb of God. And he died so that you and I may live. But it says, but the weapons are mighty through God. Mighty. And we think about when David defeated Goliath. Was David in himself mighty? No. But his faith through God was mighty. That's how that stronghold of Goliath was brought down. And it goes on, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, do we think about that we have strongholds in our life? Well, friends, I'm telling you, the closer you try to get to God, the more it is exposed that Satan has strongholds in your life. Whether they're emotional, he has seeds that are planted down, way down deep in your spirit, way down deep in your soul, that he may have planted in you when you were an early teenager. Either in your teenage years, early 20s or whatever, and now that we're trying to move closer to God, those things that took root in us years ago, they are becoming a stronghold. They are between us and God. And the only way that those strongholds can be defeated, if we have to use the weapons that God has given us, completely surrender to his way, and through him, let his weapons be mighty to the pulling down of strongholds in our life. And it goes on in verse 5. It says, casting down imaginations. You know, for Satan will get into our hearts and our minds, and things will be exaggerated. Things will be blown up. And Satan uses those things to discourage us, intimidate us, and totally just get the spirit completely out of us for wanting to have a desire to walk God's way. But see, if we'll surrender to God's way and use His weapons and be obedient to use His weapons, being studying His Word, letting His Word sink into our hearts, sink into our souls, sink into our spirits, and pray fervently and effectively and surrender to His will, those strongholds, those imaginations will be cast down. And as we read on in verse 5, it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Now, do we ever really think about that there's things in our hearts and in our minds that wants to exalt itself against our knowledge of God? Yes, there is. Doubt. Doubt exalts itself. Doubt wants to tell us, no, we don't have any knowledge of God. We don't know God. No, you never got saved. You're imagining that. It's exalting itself against your very knowledge of God. And if we try to fight it in our own strength and in our own power, it will defeat us. But see, friends, the key is we have to, number one, completely surrender. Surrender. Turn everything over to God and say, Lord, not my will, but your will. What you say for me to do, I will do. My thoughts, my opinions, they mean nothing. For anything that I can do is the best I can do is as a filthy rags before you. But Lord, your way is holy, your way is righteous, and your way will pull down these strongholds. For a lot of times we think about the battle that the Philistines and the Israelites had before David confronted Goliath. For the problem was that Israel had allowed the Philistines to penetrate into a land that was not theirs. They penetrated in the land that into a territory that belonged to Judah, and the Philistines just didn't penetrate in. They came in and they set up camp. They created a stronghold because of Israel's disobedience. And friends, the same thing happens to us. Those strongholds get set up in our mind, get set up in our heart, very subtly without us even realizing it. And then we find ourselves in a struggle. We have no spiritual victory. All we're experiencing is spiritual defeat because we're not using the weapons that God has given us. And it goes on in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, do we do that? Every thought that crosses our mind, do we bring them into captivity? Do we say, whoa, 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 I can't let that thought take root. I can't let that thought permeate into my soul, permeate into my spirit. I must bring it into captivity and get it to be submissive to the obedience of Christ. Do we really do that? Or do we let these thoughts that come into our mind, do we let them sink into our souls? And before long, they've taken root. And then we have a stronghold in our life. We have an enemy. We have a fortress that Satan has put into our spirits, and we find ourselves where we have no strength whatsoever to overcome it, that we have to completely trust in the weapons that God has given us. So the question is, friends, do we use the weapons that God has given us? In order to use those weapons, we have to humble ourselves before Almighty God, before a holy and a righteous God. Humble ourselves before Him, surrender to Him, and say, Lord, not my will, but Thy will. And then with that, we can begin to use the weapons, those mighty weapons that he has supplied us and that will give us the victory that we so dearly need in our lives. And friends, that's today's message. I hope something has been said that is a help to you. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.